The book of Colossians in the New Testament, and we're continuing on chapter 1, verses 15 to 29. Here's a lesson for all of us, really, regardless of what age. If you're younger, it'll come to you as well, rest assured. When you go shopping at the supermarket, make a list of what you're going for. It saves only getting half the things because you get distracted while you're there. And then you forget what you should have picked up. And you get home and the realization kicks in and it's, I've forgotten half of it. What you need is a reminder. And in the same sort of way, this is what Paul is speaking about to the church in Colossae. Now, over the following weeks, we will be following Paul's journey through the book of Colossians. And we'll see what God's word teaches us, not only as a church, but as individuals as well. And last week, Adrian opened up chapter 1 of Colossians and reminded us of the influence of Jesus and what he had done to the new church in Colossae. And Paul and Timothy had heard of the faith and love, the faith that was actually a daily living trust and obedience to Jesus, and the love that was as strong as life. A church that loved each other. And joining faith and love was hope. Hope, a confident expectation that God will do what he says. The church in Colossae understood the grace of God. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. And Epaphras, Paul's fellow servant, had taught them there. And they learnt it because he modeled it. And you know, we're all equipped. But if you don't think so, then pray that God will fill you with the knowledge that you are worthy. So in chapter 1 of Colossians, we will look at verses 15 to 29 and follow Paul's writings to see what the word speaks to us. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Amen. When the Apostle Paul wrote, sometimes he was unable to visit the churches, so he would send a letter instead. And at various times he would hear of a situation, but would be unable to leave his work to give it his full attention. And towards the end of his ministry, letter writing became his only means of communication, for he spent a lot of time in prison, 2 years in Caesarea awaiting trial, and a further 2 years in Rome. He was under house arrest in Rome, but he was able to receive visitors. And it was through a visit from a man named Epaphras that the letter to the Colossians came to be written. And Colossae was a major trading route from Ephesus to the Euphrates. So it had a very mixed population. Travellers from all over Europe made their home there. And when you have a mixed population, it means you will have many different religions and faiths. And that's still very much the same today. Colossae, as Adrian said last week, was a city in Asia Minor, which we know today as modern Western Turkey. And Paul's letters to the churches like Ephesus, Philippi, Galatia, Thessalonica were very often a letter to rein back some of the churches where they'd taken off, but then had gone off in a slightly wrong direction by certain people or certain theories. And one of the things that can knock a church both then and today is false teaching. And Colossae was a neighbor of Laodicea. And we can remember towards the back end of last year when we looked at the seven churches in Revelations, and the church at Laodicea was one of them. And we know what was said about Laodicea. I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. That was strong stuff written by John. And we all know what a strong man Paul is and was. We know what he was like before he came to know Jesus. But even after he came to Jesus, he was still that strong man in getting the gospel message out. And Paul wasn't afraid to write to the churches to remind them of the supremacy of God. And that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Seven times in six verses, Paul mentions all creations, all things, and everything. And thus, Jesus is supreme over all. And Christ's work in reconciliation. Reconciliation, the restoration of friendly relations, restoring mutual respect between individuals from different cultural backgrounds. One of life's unpleasant experiences is to be at odds with someone. It may be someone in your family. It might be a neighbor. It might be someone that you work with. When the barrier that caused the hostility is removed, not only is there a sense of joy, but there is a sense of release. And Paul reminds the Colossian church that they were alienated from God. And the great price that Jesus paid to reconcile them to God. He adds that they're responsible to continue in the faith and not to be moved away by false teachers and their teaching. And it would appear that the Colossians' vision of Jesus was too small. So Paul writes about the complete supremacy and utter uniqueness of Jesus. First of all, he is the image of the invisible God. Then, in relation to creation, he is over all creation. Everything was created for him and by him. He was before all things, and everything holds together in him. Who else was ever described like that in those terms? In relation to the church, he is the head, the source of all authority and power. In relation to the resurrection, Christ is the firstborn raised from the dead, the only person so far to be raised from the dead with a new resurrection body. No wonder Paul says that Jesus has supremacy in everything. And it's through his death on the cross and the shedding of his blood that we can now be reconciled with God. Paul would have us think of Jesus as that eternal bond that holds us together in a spirit of forgiveness, in a spirit of reconciliation, and in a spirit of love. This is so important When we are one in Jesus, we are one in heart, mind, and purpose. John Fawcett wrote, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." It's 2018, a new year. I read back in November a thought for the day. There is a reason for your car windscreen is bigger than your rear view mirror. Your future is more important than your past. Paul is speaking to the church, but to individuals as well. So this morning, how is your heart? How is your mind? What's your purpose for this year? Jesus gave his life to set you free. Whatever is past is past. This is a new beginning, a new year. Nothing would please Jesus more this year for you to devote your life to knowing him better and to be a part of building up his kingdom in this church and in this community. Last year was a good year for building on the firm foundation of this church. But building work doesn't stop. We continue to grow and we continue to build. Think about what could be your part this year. There's a lot to choose from. We give praise for the well, that central part on the green in West Auckland. See how many people have been blessed, not only last year, but in the years previous to that. The number of food parcels that have gone out. Help in so many ways. Jesus meeting people's needs. But you can never have too many volunteers. So think over, could you spare some time to be a volunteer there in the well? And if so, have a word with Elsie. We have the ministry of radio in a twofold way. Music with Meaning on Bishop FN with Ken, Pat and Linda Bentham still continues on in this area of Bishop Auckland. And then we have Breakout Radio, which again has been going for a number of years, which Andy originally set up. And now Ian Sharrock has taken over with the Belly Buster Breakfast Show, Monday to Friday, 7 till 10, a live program that's moving things on. Now we've heard this morning a couple of testimonies. Now, if you have a testimony that you could share that could go out on Ian's program, it's radio. You don't have to dress up. You don't have to put makeup on, Howard. You know, it's going out. Not only locally, but it's going out to the world as well. We heard some fascinating facts last week when Adrian gave out what Terry and Daniel had managed to find out on the podcast. Well over 6,000 throughout the world and so many in Japan. Now, who would have thought that people would have been listening to the podcasts from this church in Japan? You know, God is blessing the work that is going on. But if you have a testimony or something, have a word with Ian and he'll make arrangements just to get it recorded. Paul and these other Christians preached the genuine message of the gospel in all areas of the world. And in a sense, that's what we're doing here. It's going out to the local community, but it's going out to the world as well. Only the true message would cause Christians to spread and produce fruit. Paul emphasized that he told the Colossians the complete message about the gospel. They didn't need the secret information that false teachers pretended to possess. In the past, God had not told people the complete message. The Jews had the part of the Bible which we know as the Old Testament. They could read about some of God's plans. They thought his plan was only for Jesus, for the Jews. But God showed his complete plan when Jesus, the secret that is Christ, lives in Gentiles. That's you and I, and in Jewish Christians. The Bible promises that Christians will share Christ's glory. These are some words by Oswald Chambers. You should, for this year, 2018, you shall not go out with speed. As we go forth into the new year, let it not be in the haste of impetuous, forgetful delight, nor with the quickness of impulsive thoughtlessness, but let us go out with the patient power of knowing that Jesus will go before us. Our yesterdays hold broken and irreversible things for us. It's true, we have lost opportunities that will never return. But God can transform this destructive anxiety into a constructive thoughtfulness for the future. Let the past rest, but let it rest in the sweet embrace of Jesus. Leave the broken, irreversible past in his hands and step out into the invincible future with him. Reconciliation is Jesus making peace between God and us. This was accomplished by the death of Christ on the cross. Our faith is always being tested. But when we are connected with our supreme leader, Jesus, we can overcome obstacles and trials. Are you connected to Jesus this morning? Have you lost that connection with Jesus? Speak with someone today if you're in that situation.